Mexico, of everybody around the world. All our mishpocha in Yeshua HaMashiach. May the Lord bless you. May his face shine upon you and for him to give you peace that only he can, not the world. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for this day that you call a new day for us with new mercies every morning that we find along the way as we go about by faith in you. Thank you, Lord, for being so faithful to us and giving us such a beautiful day even today. And thank you for blessing your word. I pray, Lord, that we would all hear your words, what you want us to really know or hear today. Not even what I think that or perceive to be what you want me to say. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, the parsha today is Numbers 8, verses 1 through Numbers 12, chapter 12, verse 15. And I'm going to try to pronounce it. The parsha, the word of the parsha is Baha Allah Alat Cha. And just a thought, have you ever met someone that God truly loved and placed them in some type of authority, whether in the church or in our community? But for some reason, we, because I'm included, we just had a bad feeling about them, while most agreed with that person or even followed them along with them, we just felt like there was something wrong. Well, sometimes the Lord may give us discernment about something or somebody, and sometimes it's true. But what if we may see some fault or wrong in somebody, some leader, and it's our own perception or our own idea or our own evaluation without the Lord's counsel? It could become, and I personally found this out, it could become a stumbling block or a wall for us to be able to hear the Lord for what if it's for protection, warning, blessings, or just guidance. And as we look at Numbers, the last one on chapter 12, it talks a little bit about Aaron and Miriam. Kind of having something against Moses, God's person that he put in charge. And while I was studying the parasha, I just realized that this was actually for me, but hopefully it'll mean something for all of us this morning. I've made that mistake before, and I've learned if I just confess it right away, God just forgives me, and he just encourages me to go on. So I'm not embarrassed or ashamed. I don't have to tell everybody, but just learn the lesson and be slow to judge, be slow to make my mind up about somebody's actions or words or something like that, or a feeling I get maybe. So in Numbers, it does talk about these two people, Aaron and Miriam, and Moses was considered the most humble person on earth, but he was married to a Cushite. So that was a little, they were upset about that for some reason. And bear with me for a second here. So then this is what the Lord said concerning this resistance to follow Moses. Then the Lord, in Numbers 12, says, then the Lord came in a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance of the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam. When the two of them stepped forward, he said, listen to my words. When there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, reveal myself to them in visions. I speak to them in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly and not in riddles. He sees the form of God, or he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? We find in Proverbs 9:10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So sometimes the Lord has hidden invitations in his word. As we meditate on his word, his spirit can explain things to us that just aren't just on the printed page. It's called reading it by faith, you know, and other scientists or psychologists, maybe, or teachers, professors in universities, they read it by their own logic or just the logos, the written, printed letters, and they don't understand, they never get to see the mysteries in the Word of God like we get to. So I see there's like a hidden invitation for us to just surrender our own ideas of our full potential as a Christian, as a believer on earth in our lifetime, to be able to just willingly, kind of fearlessly, maybe we're a little afraid, but just to give it to the Lord, whatever those goals and dreams are, those things that we believe that we're going to get done in that in our lifetime for him, you know, in his name, and just be able to receive the full, true potential spiritually that God sees in us. And you know, when he does that, when we surrender and he does that, I'm just speaking by faith, I believe that he not only blesses us spiritually with that unleashed potential, but also it overflows in every area part of our lives. Family, loved ones, friends, relatives, our jobs, everything, everywhere. Our health, you know, favor with man. So the angel of the Lord burned against them, and he left them. When the cloud lifted above the tent, Miriam's skin was leprous. It became white as snow. Aaron turned toward and saw that she had a defiling skin disease. And Moses prayed to the Lord, "I ask you not to hold against us the sin we have so foolishly committed. Do not let her be like a stillborn infant coming from its mother's womb with its flesh half eaten away." So Moses cried out to the Lord, "Please, God, heal her." And the Lord replied, "If her father..." Well, that's it. I'm going to stop right there. The good thing about this passage is God hears those people that we put in judgment in our hearts. He hears their prayers for us. They pray for us anyway. Like Jesus does when we make a misunderstanding kind of an idea of who Jesus is. Jesus is still interceding at the right hand of the Father for us while we're on earth here. The neat thing is, I learned a really good lesson this week. I just want to quickly share. Please forgive me for going a little long, but I was reclining in my place, and I just said, "Lord, you know, I'll just sit here and just wait for you. I'm not going to read your word. I'm not going to sing songs or anything. I'll just relax with you." And he began to show me my past, and he showed me where every place in my life in the past I have failed at different careers and jobs and relationships, houses, to buy houses, everything. And he was so loving and kind. Then he showed me the solution. He said, "Daniel, fear of man. That's where it all comes from with you. It's the fear of man." Maybe with some of you guys probably can't relate, but events, certain people, certain situations, a place, it could be anything. And the solution was really easy. Just, "Daniel, take that fear of that person or the event or that place where you got to go in the future and put that fear in me instead, because it's okay to fear me." So in Proverbs 21, it says, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes. Recently, I had to go somewhere to get my transmission looked at because it was under warranty for a 3-year thing, and it was only 2 years. But I didn't tell anybody, but I was afraid to go back to him because he was really rude and abrupt. So finally, after 3 weeks of driving my car in 25 miles an hour gear for 4 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, I finally went to him, and I prayed, and I told my mom, "Please pray for me. I'm going to see this person," and blah, blah, blah. And also the Lord encouraged me, "Daniel, just like I sent Moses, I'll give you the words when you get there. Don't worry." Because I was trying to figure out how the best sales approach to make him nice. So I went anyway without trying to think it out anymore. And he was a totally different person. And he test driving my car for about 20, 30 minutes, came back. He said, "I put 2 sensors. I think that's it." I said, "Thanks." And I drove away, and now it's perfect. So the fear of man. I almost spent $2,000 in Chico. Because the professional said, "Oh, it's $2,000. I just know just by where you're saying it. Proverbs 29:25 says, The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Shall be safe. Father, I thank you and praise you. Your word is better than any man's made up, proven, great results types of scripts they use in sales or different businesses to connect with other companies and other cultures. But Lord, your word is more powerful, uncomparable to any man-made scripts, because your scripts from your scriptures are so powerful and effective. On earth, we'll never know and fathom the extent of your words in our hearts, hidden in our hearts, and being able to be stirred up at the right moment so that we respond in the right way in that situation and have a victory instead of a setback or a defeat. Thank you, Lord, for being so gracious to us. Bless the rest of the service, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for helping us see wherever we might be afraid of someone, something, this week, this year, this month, anytime, and that you would help us, Lord, gently show us the solution so that we can get free of that and break that chain of fear in our lifetime for our future family and children and loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen. Shabbat shalom.